Serena.
But what I hadn't understood about my mother was that buried deep beneath this conventional exterior was the hardy little seed of a feminist. I'm sure that word never passed her lips, but it made no difference. Her certainty frightened me. She said it was my duty as a woman to go to Cambridge to study maths. As a woman? In those days, in our milieu, no one ever spoke like that. No woman did anything as a woman. She told me she would not permit me to waste my talent. I was to excel and become extraordinary. I must have a proper career in science or engineering or economics. She allowed herself the world oyster cliché. It was unfair on my sister that I was both clever and beautiful when she was neither. It would compound the injustice if I failed to aim high. I didn't follow the logic of this, but I said nothing. My mother told me she would never forgive me, and she would never forgive herself if I went off to read English and became no more than a slightly better educated housewife than she was. I was in danger of wasting my life. Those were her words, and they represented an admission. This was the only time she expressed or implied dissatisfaction with her lot. Then she enlisted my father, the bishop, was what my sister and I called him. When I came in from school one afternoon, my mother told me he was waiting for me in his study. In my green blazer, with its heraldic crest and emblazoned motto, Nisi Dominus Vanum, without the Lord, all is in vain. I sulkily lolled in his clubbish leather armchair while he presided at his desk, shuffling papers, humming to himself as he ordered his thoughts. He had made some inquiries. Cambridge was anxious to be seen to be opening its gates to the modern egalitarian world. With my burden of triple misfortune, a grammar school, a girl, an all-male subject, I was certain to get in.